Ready to play? Well, you're in luck. For episode 241 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast, we've got 2000s video game trivia. And by 2000s, I'm talking about the first decade. So these are games released from 2000 to 2009. If this is your first round with us, welcome. If it's your 241st round, welcome back. Every week, I give you three rounds of 10 questions. If you are in need of rules or scorecards, head to dorkygeekynerdy.com. That's enough tutorial. Let's dive into the game. The Dorky Round. Number 1. What Bungie franchise launched in 2001 and introduced us to the Master Chief? Halo. Number 2. Would you kindly tell me the title of the 2007 first-person shooter that had us exploring the underwater city of Rapture? BioShock. Number 3. Geralt of Rivia is the star of what 2007 video game and the book series upon which it's based? The Witcher. Number 4. In 2006, Nintendo launched what gaming system featuring motion control? The Nintendo Wii. It was so popular, you could even find it in nursing homes. Number 5. Microsoft got into the game console business with what 2001 system? The Xbox. Number 6. Spartan warrior Kratos works his way through the Greek pantheon in what 2004 game? God of War. Number 7. Blizzard moved the world of Azeroth from the real-time strategy genre to massively multiplayer online RPG in what 2004 game? World of Warcraft. Number 8. Rovio launched what massively popular mobile game series in 2009? Angry Birds. Number 9. Nintendo recycled the game engine and assets from Ocarina of Time in what 2000 game? The Legend of Zelda: Majora's Mask. Number 10. Nintendo launched what portable gaming system in 2004? The Nintendo DS. The Geeky Round. Number 1. Featuring a unique musical instrument controller, what 2005 game made you feel like a rock star? Guitar Hero. Number 2. Developer Naughty Dog launched what action-adventure franchise in 2007? Uncharted. Number 3. What 2008 horror survival game pits a player against necromorphs? Dead Space. Number 4. BioWare produced what sci-fi third-person shooter in 2007? It recently saw a Legendary Edition re-release in 2021. Mass Effect. Number 5. What 2007 game had a guitar controller, a USB microphone, and a drum kit? Rock Band. Number 6. What 2004 Star Wars game took place almost 4,000 years before the formation of the Galactic Empire? Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic. Number 7. When you mix Disney with Final Fantasy, you get what 2002 video game? Kingdom Hearts. Number 8. What 2007 game had you face off against a malicious AI named GLaDOS? Portal. Number 9. A young warrior sets out to revive his love by taking out 16 giant monsters in what 2005 game? Shadow of the Colossus. Number 10. What 2006 third-person shooter sees players fighting the Locust? Gears of War. The Nerdy Round. Number 1. What multiplayer game, launched in 2005, is still going strong and even featured a concert by Lil Nas X in 2020? Roblox. Number 2. What real-time strategy game series launched in 2001 on GameCube and got its fourth game released on the Switch in 2023? Pikmin. Number 3. What 2009 game features a witch that can use her hair to summon demons? Bayonetta. Number 4. PopCap Games created what Java web browser game in 2001? Bejeweled. Number 5. What action RPG series had 3 games released in the 2000s? One in 2001, the second in 2008, and the third in 2010. Fable. Number 6. Jack Carver searches for Valerie Constantine in what 2004 first-person shooter? Far Cry. Number 7. What 2009 first-person shooter had players searching for the vault on the savage planet of Pandora? Borderlands. Number 8. Players got to play God in what 2001 game from Peter Molyneux? Black and White. Number 9. What was the best-selling game in the 2000s? Hint, it was bundled with a game console. Wii Sports. Number 10. What was the best-selling game in the 2000s that was not published by Nintendo? Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. The top 7 games of the decade were made by Nintendo, putting this GTA game in 8th place. And game over, man. I hope you had fun. We haven't done a video game trivia episode since Super Mario, and before that it was quite a while. Let me know on dorkygeekynerdy.com or on social media what video game franchise we should cover next. I have a couple on my to-do list, but I'm curious if there are any I'm missing. Next week, I'll have another episode. Here's a clue for what you can expect. What serialized animated series debuted February 21st, 2005 on Nickelodeon? It's a little vague, but it was quite popular back in the day and still has quite a following now. See you back here next Wednesday. This was episode 241 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. The theme music is by Jason Shaw at Audionautix.com. I'm your host, producer, and writer, Brian Rollins. You can find me at thevoicesinmyhead.com. Thanks for listening.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When a U.S. expedition is attacked, 3 survivors, a professor, her student, and a soldier are saved by a mysterious vessel, the Namtsev. The enigmatic Captain Nikto elects to keep the captives aboard, requiring each of their skills for his daring pursuits. But as evidence of a rogue submarine alerts the world's navies, the captives must work together to avoid annihilation. 20,000 Kilos Under the Sea is a fast-paced adventure thriller that's described as the classic Disney adventure meets The Hunt for Red October. 20,000 Kilos Under the Sea, a modern retelling of the Jules Verne classic, written by Richard Wycliffe and narrated by Brian Rollins. Available right now on Audible or iTunes. Discover adventure and madness beneath the waves.